Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Good morning. Rachel Molitor with Compeer Financial joining us, and Rachel joining us this past week with a few reminders as we see seasons change and winter coming up in just a matter of weeks. A few reminders to keep in mind on the farm.
Mother Nature, she threw a lot of things at us this year. Crop insurance should be top of mind for a lot of producers here as we're wrapping up harvest, especially to look at some of their numbers and see where they land.
You know, when you mention crop insurance, obviously it's nothing new to many listeners. Is it just take a lot of fine-tuning, or if you're changing, obviously, what you're growing, therefore it's going to change your insurance too, I imagine?
I think it's always important to review your policy year to year, not only for changes that you're making on your farm, whether that's crops, adding land, you know, maybe getting rid of a field, but also just the changes within the program. Every year there's new things. This year we had an opportunity to lock in a really good spring price, especially on corn. We locked in $5.91. So we went into the year with a pretty decent price. And now here we are this fall, and of course that price has dropped, which is really important to look at that on your insurance.
You know, I've never lost at the woulda, shoulda, coulda game. I mean, $5.91 looks great right now.
Yeah, so our October price, our fall price landed at $4.88. So that's a 17% drop. And what happens is, in return on your crop insurance, your bushel guarantee increases. And so what we're seeing is, if a lot of farms maybe just had an average yield this year, they may still be looking at a claim on their insurance because of that revenue drop.
When it comes to crop insurance, I know this is a blanket statement, but is crop insurance? Or like you said, obviously it differs upon farm to farm.
I don't have one single policy that looks the same. I mean, you may take the same coverage level, but everybody's yields are different. Soil types are different. The crops grown are different. So it's really important to make sure you have your eyes on those numbers, work with an agent that understands how this works, because we haven't seen a revenue year like this since probably 2014. So it's been quite a few years since we've been in this situation, and it's really important to make sure that your numbers are looked at, and if you're in a loss situation, to get paid.
Rachel Molitor with Compeer Financial joining us. Rachel, remind us of the window when decision-making and such needs to take place when it comes to crop insurance.
The end of the insurance period is December 10th. I always recommend my clients, as soon as you know that you're going to have a claim, let's get it turned in right away. So the sooner the better. Every year it seems like there's always crop in the field, so those claims need to be turned in by December 10th for an appraisal to be done at that point. The other deadline, you know, and we're a little bit out from that, but March 15th is your deadline to make any changes to your policy. And so in a year like this, where we're seeing both revenue and some production losses, if you're not happy with how your insurance worked this year, it's important to speak with an agent that knows what they're talking about, and to get that right policy set up for you by March 15th.
Rachel, I'm so glad you mentioned crop in the field. I think I've seen more semi-trucks hauling grain here in the last 4 days than I have here in the last 4 weeks. So there's still enough out there yet.
I'm surprised more and more, especially how many soybeans are out there. And that snow, you know, it didn't help that crop that's in the field. So, you know, I just tell people, do what you can. You know, we're having some good weather days here where hopefully one big push and we can get most of that crop out. But again, December 10th is that final date. If you have crop in the field, they're going to come do an appraisal at that time. And, you know, that's the number you're going to get.
Rachel Molitor, Compeer Financial, joining us finally as well, talking LRP. Now, I want to say this has come to the surface a lot more often here in the last, 1 to 2 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. LRP, I mean, it's not a new insurance product, but I will say it's gained some traction. Just with changes that have been made in the program, they have increased the subsidy over the last few years, which has made it more attractive, but also just the risk that's out there in the cattle market here in the last year or two. You know, guys are out there, you know, paying really good prices for some feeder calves, and it's really important to, if they're taking those all the way to finish, to especially look at what are some prices that they can lock in, especially if we're looking a year from now, what prices they have to lock in those cattle.
Rachel, can you give us a Radio 101 on LRP if folks have heard of it, have maybe sat in on a seminar but still not sure how it works?
Essentially, you're pricing into the future. So you're setting a price. You know, you can either do feeder calves or fed cattle. I will say it's very flexible. You can do however many head you want to do. So if you have a group of 50, but you want to cover, you know, only half of that, you have the option to do and tailor it however you'd like. But I just think it's really important to do something, whether that's marketing or whether that's taking something like LRP. Don't let these prices slip away from you, because we know how fast that can happen.
I guess when you're looking at the futures market, though, you're looking at future markets of that day, or is it an average, or how do you lock it in like that?
So every day prices come out. So every day there are new prices that are released, and then you can lock in whatever that offering is for that day. And there are, you know, if we're looking out a year from now, there are several options you can take or coverage level that you can take. But most often we're seeing people kind of take that highest coverage level just to protect the highest dollars as well.
Rachel Molitor with Compeer Financial joining us here on Chasm Radio, serving a few different reminders up for you to keep in mind as we inch closer and closer to the end of this calendar year, 2023. Your report this morning brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94. In Avon, check out their trailers. You want to get a end-of-season purchase in, you can do that. Go see what they have. And basically, I say if you have a need, they have a trailer, guaranteed. Go see a Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, I-94 in Avon. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.